Margaret Monroe. Hanover, August 30th, 1918. My dear Margaret, so you too have been called to kiss the cross. And yet I know how bravely you are facing it. Words fail me, Margaret, to express the admiration I feel for the truly soldierly way in which you could give me the message. Really, my dear, I felt that I was in the presence of a sacred being. I shall never forget the calm, even tones of your voice. For days during the present drive, I have been thinking of you and hoping you might be spared the dread message. But it was not to be. And I'm sure the strong faith that Murray possessed, that whatever is best, will help you all along the way. He has fought the last fight and gone to the reward of a true soldier. And truly, it seems we are the dead who stay behind. You know how my heart aches for you, Margaret, and how I long to be with you. You and I have one great bond of suffering, have we not, Margaret? I wish I could mean half to you what your friendship has meant to me in my sorrow. As I said, Margaret, there are many compensations. And as the days go on, time will reveal many more. How proud you must be, Margaret, to have made the great sacrifice for one who believed. Because right is right, to follow right were wisdom in the scorn of consequence. In heartfelt sympathy, I am your friend, Elsie.